Hey everyone, and welcome to your No Fail Friday Mindfulness Challenge. So as you may know, if you've been checking out this site for a while, I'm a coach. But before you ask for which sport, not that kind of coach. I work with people in the business school world to help them navigate decisions, assess options, and put their best foot forward in securing and assessing the champagne problems that include those decisions and options in the first place. I advise them on thinking through their goals, presenting their experience in meaningful ways, and sharing their story in a manner that's both authentic and compelling. It's a tough balance to strike, but one that when you do, everything that comes as a result of it tends to be both of those things as well, at least to you. For this weekend's No Fail Mindfulness Challenge is what you see through your eyes that matters most. Kind of always is, though, when you think about it. So you've probably heard the saying that like attracts like. If you want to secure opportunities that truly resonate with you, then you need to make sure that you actually resonate with the version of yourself that you're putting out there. This doesn't mean just putting on a good show. It means engaging in a manner that's intentional and thoughtful, as in you're showing that you care, but also an honest representation of yourself, as in you actually do care. The first step, though, is learning to value that authentic self enough to believe that it deserves to be on display. Shifting your focus in this way, especially when it involves your aspirations, aka making offers happen, takes some practice. So your mindfulness challenge for this weekend involves exactly that. Lace up your mindfulness kicks and let's get started. Most of us aren't very accustomed to being deliberately kind to ourselves. We're really good at self-judgment and tough love, but for kindness, we usually rely on others whom we trust. We will readily offer that kindness back to them, though. So for this challenge, that's where we're going to start. So a metta meditation, or a loving kindness meditation, is one where you deliberately send good vibes to someone else. That's where we're kicking things off for today, with a little twist at the end to keep things interesting. So start by closing your eyes and picturing someone that you love. It can be a friend, a family member, a pet. It's your call. Next, try to connect with the goodwill or love that you feel for that person, or furry creature, as the case may be. Notice how that emotion feels in your body. Maybe you feel lighter. Maybe your heart feels warm. Observe any thoughts that may arise as you bring the image of this loved one to mind. Maybe there are memories, plans for the future, or just images that you see of the person doing something or simply just being. As you picture this person, begin to imagine actually sending the goodwill or love that you feel for them, that you're now fully connected to through your awareness of it, to them. You may even wish to put words to your thoughts for them. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. Repeating a few times internally as you send your goodwill towards them. Picture them being able to accept this from you, perhaps even sensing the happiness they may feel in receiving it, as well as how you feel in being able to offer it to them. Next, picture that person offering the same goodwill or love back to you, perhaps even sharing the same words back. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. Imagine your heart being open and being able to receive this love from them without judgment or need to analyze it. It's just love, and it doesn't require anything back from you. Finally, once you've connected with the sensation of receiving love from the person that you love, reflect on the exchange that's just taken place. You've been able to give and receive love without complications, judgments, or expectations. So for your final layer to this week's challenge, Practice sending this love to yourself. Picture yourself looking into a mental mirror and repeat internally, "May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I be happy." It may seem strange, but if you're capable of sending goodwill to others and maybe even receiving it yourself from them, then you're capable of being both the source and the receiver at the same time. Trust me, I know it's different. It may feel uncomfortable. It may even take work, but it is exactly the practice your mind needs to develop the ability to honor your expectations for yourself over those you may think that others have for you. Challenges aren't supposed to be easy, and frankly, loving yourself isn't always easy either. But it's the greatest gift you can give yourself, and it makes you a better and greater gift to those whose love you're lucky enough to receive as well. Happy No Fail Friday. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to take a few minutes to catch your breath and unleash your potential.